Blog Talk Radio.
Cuckoo ka-choo, coming at you. Gene 7 on the light line. Day 6 of the crystal moon of cooperation. And yes, Gregorian, June 4th, the day prior to the big event that everybody's talking about, that everybody's hamming up, and that's the Venus transit. And we've got 2 cents for you about that towards the tail end of this segment. We'll go into it. We've produced 21 segments on behalf of the Planet Art Network, Foundation for the Law of Time. Oh, can they get a witness? And this particular segment, we'll be wrapping up the Dream Spell Science of Time. And pardon me for a second as I... Okay. Wrapping up the Dream Spell Science of Time, putting the solar seal on the Earth families, the chromatic clans, the kingdom, the human holon, the dog star nation. And this is for you. So enjoy. Thanks for joining us. And
by organizing in the earth families,
por organizar en las familias terrestres,
we will break out of all of our 1260 habits.
Vamos a romper con todas las las hábitos o costumbres 1260.
We'll be working with people we didn't know we would be working with.
Vamos a trabajar con personas que no sabíamos que íbamos a estar trabajando.
And we will be releasing creativity we did not know we had.
Y van a estar liberando creatividad que no sabíamos que tenían.
It's her turn.
Let's straighten our spines.
Que pongan su espalda derecha.
A large inhale.
Inhalación.
And exhale.
Exhalación.
One more big breath.
Una más respiración.
Another exhale.
Una expiración más.
And another
uno
expression
más
of energy.
Expresión de energía.
The reason I was so happy to come to the mic at this moment.
La razón por la cual estoy así feliz de tener el micrófono en este momento.
Because of our integration.
Es por nuestra integración.
That we become a living.
Que nos volvemos un viviente.
A living human holon.
Un holon humano viviente.
Connected to our planetary holon.
Conectado al holon planetario viviente.
So I would like to review that we are making a change today.
Así que quiero recordar a todos que estamos haciendo un cambio hoy.
We're not going back to our groups of last week.
No vamos a volver a los grupos de la semana pasada.
We will be entering into our Earth family group.
Estamos entrando a los grupos de nuestra familia terrestre.
So in order for you each to know which Earth family absolutely you are in.
Y para asegurarnos que cada uno de ustedes sepa cuál es su familia terrestre.
Let's start with the four dot family.
Empezamos con la familia de cuatro puntos.
Well, I'm going to have each family stand up, so then you'll know after this session whether you know which family you're in.
Así que después de esta sesión podemos saber todos cuál es nuestra familia a la cual pertenecemos.
So the four dot family is the moon.
Así que la familia de cuatro puntos son la luna.
Wizard.
El mago.
And stand up when you hear your solar seal.
Por favor, se levanten cuando sienten su sello.
Storm.
La tempesta, la tormenta.
And seed.
Y la semilla.
Moon, wizard, storm, seed.
Luna, mago,
all of those stand
tormenta,
up.
Semilla.
Okay, so you are the gateway family.
Ustedes son la familia portal.
And the gateway family opens the portal.
Y la familia portal es la que abre el portal.
Bueno. And now, the next family, because we'll jump from the fourth to the fifth, we'll go to the North Pole.
La próxima familia es la quinta, donde vamos al Polo Norte.
We'll go to the Polar family.
Así que es la familia portal, polar, perdón.
Serpent.
El serpiente.
Dog.
El perro.
Where am I? What did I forget? After dog, eagle.
El águila.
And the sun.
Y el sol.
And the polar kin sound the chromatics.
Y los kin polares tocan la cromática.
Okay, polar family. And the next family, the cardinal family, is the one dot family.
La próxima familia del un punto cardinal.
And that family is the dragon.
Son los dragones.
The world bridger.
El enlazador de los mundos.
The monkey.
El mono.
And the warrior.
Y el guerrero.
Okay, the cardinal kin establish the genesis.
Los kines cardinales establecen la génesis.
Bueno. And now the next earth family.
La próxima familia terrestre.
Is the core family, the two-dot family.
Es la familia central de dos puntos.
So we have earth.
La tierra.
We have wind.
El viento.
And we have hand.
La mano.
And the human.
El humano.
Okay, this is the core earth family.
Esta es la familia central.
And the core kin mine the tunnels.
Y estos cavan los túneles.
Okay. And finally, the three-dot family.
El último es la familia de tres puntos.
The Skywalker.
El caminante del cielo.
The mirror.
El espejo.
The night.
La noche.
And finally, star.
Y por último, la estrella.
The signal kin unravel the mystery.
Los kines señal descifran el misterio.
Okay. So in order to make all of this practical,
y para hacer todo esto práctico,
we will reunite, we'll come together again as a whole group.
Nos vamos a reunir otra vez como un grupo.
At 4 in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, the conch will sound 4 times.
A las 4 de la tarde, cuando la concha va a tocar 4 veces.
In the patio outside of the administration office.
En el patio fuera de la oficina de la administración.
And that's where we will organize the 5 earth families.
Y aquel entonces vamos a organizar las 5 familias terrestres.
To go to 5 different spaces for your next program.
Para que se vayan a 5 lugares diferentes, espacios diferentes para los estudiar.
And then each day,
y cada día,
because each day is a kin,
como cada día es un kin,
that is one of the earth families,
entonces tiene una de la familia terrestre.
On your family, your earth family, on the family that is your family, on that day, which tomorrow, for example, is the four dot day.
Cada día en la familia que pertenece al día que es, por ejemplo,
because
mañana es la familia de cuatro puntos.
Right. It will be that the gateway family will be responsible for organizing the activities of the day.
Entonces la familia portal será responsable para organizar las actividades del día.
This means the blowing of the conch.
Para tocar la concha.
Making sure all of the meals are well prepared, everything's ready in the kitchen.
Asegurarse que todos la cocina está lista.
That everything is in order all around our camp, our 13-20
camp. Que todas las cosas
camp.
Están en orden a lo largo de todo el campamento.
And then the next day will be the bar family.
Y el próximo día después será la familia cardinal.
Which will be the eagle day.
Que será el día del águila.
And then that day the polar family will have to be in charge.
Y en este día será encargada la familia polar.
And then the next day the cardinal, then the core, etc.
Y después la cardinal, la central y así.
So, can you imagine that?
¿Pueden imaginar?
That you have one day to really be responsible.
Cada ¿Quién de ustedes tendrá un día para ser totalmente responsable?
And then it's followed by 4 days in which another family will be guiding things.
Es que será seguido por 4 días en los cuales otras familias tomarán cura.
So this will present a very natural process.
Así que esto será un proceso muy natural.
Of giving and serving.
De dar y servir.
And of receiving.
Y recibir.
And then when we get to that crystal day,
y cuando vamos a llegar a este día cristal,
can you imagine all of the different experiences that we'll be able to share together?
Pueden imaginar todas las diferentes experiencias que vamos a compartir.
And in this way, we will really begin to know the earth family.
Y en esta manera vamos a conocer verdaderamente la familia terrestre.
Okay. Totally clear?
I want to say that basically, we have more, that there's 3 responsibilities that you have. One, your family has a responsibility to continue to self-organize its study.
Cada familia terrestre tiene la responsabilidad, 3 responsabilidades. Una, de auto-organizar el estudio.
You really have to know what you are doing.
Porque necesitan saber ustedes lo que están haciendo.
To make this real.
Para hacer esto real.
Second, to participate in the when that every fifth day when it's your Earth Family Day to participate in that practice of the
cada quinto día cuando es el día de su familia ustedes tienen que participar tomar parte en esta práctica
which is being responsible for the whole event
es ser responsable por todo el evento
and the third is to do the to the creative responsibility of exploring the possibilities of creativity and telepathy that will now be coming to you through working in your earth families.
Y la tercera tarea será esta de explorar las diferentes posibilidades de volver real las posibilidades de telepatía de vuestra familia terrestre.
When we come to the end of this program,
y cuando llegamos al fin de este programa,
which will naturally be and at the end of the 28th overtone chromatic for this year,
que naturalmente será el fin de la cromática entonada 28.
That we should be thinking about how we can all embody.
Vamos a pensar cómo vamos a hacer a incorporar
and manifest
y manifestar
the whole planet holon.
El holon planetario total integral.
Excellent. And this will all evoke in us even more creativity, this organizational.
Muy bien, y esta organización nos va a volver mucho más creativos.
Okay, so that's it for this session in this way, but I'm going to speak off the record. So I want to finish with the cameras.
Esto es todo para esta sesión.
La, la, la. Okay.
Pero quiero decir algo más.
We're done with the camera part. So, and now we have a situation.
Ahora tenemos una situación
that we have had some experience of some marijuana smoking in the camp.
Hemos tenido una experiencia de alguien que está fumando marihuana en el campo.
So we are at a point of personal discipline.
Estamos en un
cut. We can't talk about that on the record because, well, marijuana's got a bad rap. 99-2000. Little did the foundation know that they were in Oregon at the time they planted the seed for the Earth Wizard Seminary, and Oregon was the second state out of the 17 states today to pass a measure to set the tone for an alternative health care facet of economy that would localize and focalize your personal practice within an opportunity to not only develop your personal discipline and the aesthetic practices that keep you fit and keep you well and purifying yourself, but also give you some resources so that you can do more of that from home and eventually break from the dysfunction of the work week, time is money, and the corporate culture, the artificial corporate culture. Roped the entire world into slavery through a ruthless belief that time is money. We've got to talk about this. We've got to talk about this because there's still a fundamental disconnect with the values that the Foundation for the Law of Time have presented to the world. And I can see the reason behind the divide in separating the issues. But now it's time for the issues to be looked at and to be reexamined. And we're going to do this because we've thought about this long enough to note that the 13 moon calendar, the discovery of the law of time, and the values offered by the Foundation for the Law of Time are quintessential to the Patient Advocate Network in becoming a planet art network. A lofty view there, sir, to present a whole system holonomic overhaul and expect the world to get on board within 13 years or 26 years or what have you. But that has not been the case. And we know that the meta fetish for the Cosmic History Chronicles and all of the other entertaining values and facets of this material have a tendency to make for a very lofty type of experience, and it's all good. However, in bringing it back to earth and keeping it real, I've got to draw your attention to the fact that the Foundation for the Law of Time has yet to acknowledge or credit those who have been carrying this material and actually applying it in real time in politics today. And we have to expose that virus for what it is. You know, the Lakota taught us a number of things, and one of the things they reminded us about was the history of this land. And they've got a name for people who take the best and leave the rest. And these are the opportunists who have turned their backs on the rest of us while we're holding down the anchor of integrity, which validates the vision. And we call these people the Wasichu. And the Wasichu are just that. They're narcissistic in their grabbing for in their grabbing of hands, in their quest for personal enlightenment, or their need for personal empowerment. And so in the course taking the material, they forget to give it forward or to credit the powers that be or the people who came before them. Many of these folks are without true religious firmament or appreciation for their ancestry, so we cut them some slack up until a certain point, and that's the day of decision. And today is the day of decision because as we review the 1320 blog, which is titled The Paradigm Shift or Noosphere 2013 on the Law of Time website, I presume this is the Queen's blog. It sounds as though this could be her writing. And she's got some dynamite threads and think links here for you. But I want to draw your attention to this this oversight. And that's just that the oversight that insulates the hierarchy of the institution today, whether it be the Foundation for the Law of Time or any other nonprofit, is one that essentially puts the benefits of the organization and the resources of that organization into the hands of a minority. And in this case, the foundation has demonstrated a real adamant tendency to decentralize all forms of religious reference or institutional influence. And the tendency to do so has oftentimes left the resources of the organization in the hands of those who deserve it the least and to those who are not skilled or qualified to carry the responsibility or the public relation response protocol when receiving the type of momentum that we need in order to make for serious change. And in this case, we were tested in 99-2000 when we did make a splash impact here in the Portland area, and we saw how bad that went. There was little to no response to the Willamette Week in essentially dismantling and disrupting the momentum that we carried with the Day Out of Time, and then also the work that we were forwarding through the Urban Art Education Center off of Flanders. And again, we're making headway and progress here in the Portland area with the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program. And we have in place a comprehensive garden culture economic alternative reality and a form vehicle to transfer from the dying age of scarcity into the world of abundance and cooperation. But surprisingly enough, the foundation is still not aware of this particular facet of the vision. So because they're insulated in their comfort zones, wherever you may be, I'll quote from the Paradigm Shift Noosphere 1320 blog off of the Law of Time website, which says, those who are struggling, take heart. Do your best to occupy your mind with spiritual abundance. The test is to keep generating positive energy and gratitude, even when the third dimension appears dire. Everything is shifting, and a mysterious plan is moving us all. The mystery. The old civilization is crumbling, yet a new system is not in place. Hello? A new system. We're in Portland, Oregon, Kin 67, the Lunar Labor Ready Handyman and crew have established the program, or at least defined the values of the new economic paradigm shift or program of abundance. We have River Hours. It's an alternative currency. 6,000 people seem to think it's a good idea. We've got the Gorge Grown Food Network with 9 markets that have localized food production and given market to credit time sharing system in facilitating the exchange of values and sharing time. We are actually applying the material. We're actually embodying the material, and we've been doing that for some time, but the foundation is still unaware of this alternative garden culture economy. So it's time you find out a little something about the value of plant wisdom from a true shaman, and take your head out of the book and put your books on the shelves for a while, and let's get our hands and feet in the dirt. Cannabis, conubus. The Shakti in the conubus is the same Shakti in the 13th moon or in the missing moon. And without having a genuine practice, a genuine yoga or a yogic understanding, then you cannot really appreciate or understand how to go about approaching her or how to understand the application of that conubus in your lifestyle. And that's why a majority of people are missing the boat. And that's why we've gotten a bad rap. That's why women are still down under and have yet to get a leg up. So know that recently we discovered that cannabis indeed cures cancer. We also have discovered that apparently there's been an endocannabinoid system discovered within the human holon whose cell is designed to receive THC. Now, it's been my personal experience in recapitulating how I've gone from this, that, and the other into a very comprehensive super knowledge that it was the cannabis that played a catalytic role in helping me to localize my awareness into my body, the surroundings, and also assisted me in slowing down and actually challenged me to get off of the treadmill of the work week, which I did, and helped me to explore and expand my mind into other cosmologies and magical systems and historic reference points and what have you, and come to find out that the Delta-9 THC molecule is perhaps the cosmic parton that catalyzes the prophetic powers that gives you a true sense of appreciation for what's in the noosphere. But the foundation is not aware of the alternative system or the alternative value that cannabis represents to the blue-collared people, the salt of the earth, who are the ones that typically stabilize and anchor the genuine contributions of a revolution or a creative alternative to the status quo. And we know that it never comes from the top down. So we're done giving our money to the foundation. We're done giving money to these organizations who do not give it back or do not give it forward. And there'll be a new offshoot which will take the form of the Patient Advocate Network. In this case, it's the Legal Eagles Association. And this will be more of a think tank of individuals who are looking to apply the law of time within the legal affairs that have presented themselves in the course of becoming sovereign citizens, self-employed sovereign citizens. The one frustration that we've always had with this move was to put our lives into supporting the Arguelleses, into supporting the movement, into supporting the ideals, and getting behind the events and the special, the special events, the social form that were left behind, that we've continued to foster, and in so doing, we've realized that there's been a complete disconnect with the achievements. And so we have to get on the wire and become more astute and adamant about presenting those achievements so that you can measure for yourself the accomplishments of this work, and that you can give those resources to the right people and into the right hands in accomplishing future endeavors. In this case, I'm referring to the CREST endeavor. And believe you me, there's nobody that I've met or that I'm in touch with or that I've is actually as passionate or as capable as yours truly in manifesting the entire extent of the Christed Crest vision. So keep your senses peeled for the blue brain, and that's Kin 67, and that's Jason getting to you. The man behind the mic has a face. You can find his Facebook on Facebook. We're not laying low. We're not tucking tail. And we're right out here in the open like we always have been. So know that there's a genuine human being behind these words. And I'll save all the bling and the hoopla for the chatty cats and the carnival barkers to take credit for. Do want to note this particular transit coming up tomorrow, which synchronizes with the seventh day of the moon, happens to be Kin 8, which represents galactic Venus. And in this particular seal or sign is an authentic reference to the fact that the dream spell count, the 13 moon 28 day count, which mystifies so much of the critical mass when we talk about the Mayan factor or the long count or the synchronic order, indeed a genuine facet of the Chilambalam solar priesthood that has maintained the integrity of the account. And in this count, we've got a major event that's occurring tomorrow. You can find out more about that, of course, at the Law of Time or anywhere on the light line that's discussing the transit. And And it's okay, and it's good to dream, and it's good to explore the possibilities of the return of Quetzalcoatl or the return of Christ, or however you want to perceive that experience in returning to yourself or returning to your highest light. But let's keep it real with the deal. In the segments to come, we have 23 additional meditations to bring to you. We're going to give it a break for a spell. This puts the dream spell cosmology into your fingertips, into your mind's eye, and we're going to let this sit to see what comes out of it, and whether it's in our best interest to continue in doing our best in distributing this material and bringing it to you, or if there'll be some sign or form of support that will allow us to maintain our responsibility in remaining fit for the cause and optimized for the Illuminati and all the other things they've done to try to keep a good man down. And if you'd like to reconcile yourself, now's the time to do that, and you know who you are. And know that if that doesn't come to pass, then there'll be more information to really put the thumb on the issue when we talk about what's what, who's who, and what's really happening with it. And so don't be disillusioned by the gloss and glam of the metaphysical, but know that there's definitely an eye in the sky and 2 feet on the ground that are connected to this body, and we would hope that you would make an effort to reach us at splashwebs.org, gorgewellness.org, or by means of the phone at 503-505-6952. Thanks for lending us your ear, and we hope to draw you near in the most nearest future. Ciao for now.